great to see everybody at our Vero Beach headquarters. Had a great Christmas dinner. Back in this chair now. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. The 20th day of December, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. That means just 5 days until Christmas. 5 days until Christmas. Unbelievable. And just after the new year, Republicans will take over as the majority party in Congress. That means that they have to elect a speaker. You know, votes that actually count in an election that actually matters. And this is a really important choice because once a speaker's elected, it's hard to get rid of them. Nancy Pelosi was the only leader that Democrats have had for the past 20 years. Republicans wasted the first 2 years of President Trump's term with Paul Ryan as speaker, undermining every single promise that Trump ran on in 2016, every chance that he got. So it's crucial that we get a real America First speaker. Somebody who actually has some backbone, some balls, and the willingness to fight for those ideas. But instead, we're being told by Fox that we're likely to get Kevin McCarthy by default, because Kevin McCarthy is the current House GOP leader. I mean, we wish that we could give you just one good reason why Kevin McCarthy should be Speaker of the House, but we can't. Kevin McCarthy is an all-time political suck-up who has exactly one goal. Rise as high as he can before everyone realizes, hey, I'm a fraud. Kevin McCarthy wants to be Speaker of the House for one reason, so he can say that he's Speaker of the House. That's all that motivates him, his own ego. Kevin McCarthy represents everything terrible about the Republican Party in the past half century. To start with the fact that he was Frank Luntz's roommate for a long time. If you don't realize how creepy that is, Google Frank Luntz's house sometime. Frank Luntz also helped advise Big Pharma on how to blame Middle America for the opioid epidemic that's now killing, 100,000 Americans every year. Thanks to Big Pharma's lies about the addictiveness of OxyContin and other drugs, Frank Luntz literally called OxyContin a miracle drug. That's McCarthy's roommate. When it comes to policy, Kevin McCarthy is America last. Back in 2014, when he first became majority leader for the House Republicans, McCarthy endorsed amnesty for illegal immigrants. Like an awful lot of Republicans, McCarthy has that weird fetish where he cares more about the border integrity of Israel on the other side of the world than he cares about America's own border integrity right here. Why is that, Kevin? What is it about Israel? And speaking of the Middle East, no member of Congress gets more money from Saudi-supported lobbyists than Kevin McCarthy. Interesting. In the last few months, McCarthy said he opposed giving a blank check to Ukraine. But he doesn't oppose that. Not at all. Last spring, McCarthy wanted to be a bigger hawk than Biden and was calling for the United States to supply Ukraine with fighter jets. McCarthy attacked Joe Biden for not doing enough to arm Ukraine before the war and not moving quickly enough to arm them after it started. During the 2016 presidential campaign, Kevin McCarthy speculated that Donald Trump was on Russia's payroll because Trump opposed conflict with Putin. But now McCarthy tries to reposition himself as some guardian of United States interests in Ukraine. It's a joke. It's a complete joke. And McCarthy immediately proved that by saying he didn't really mean that he wanted to cut Ukraine aid. He just wants to audit it. Audit it? What? So that just boils down to sending the same amount of money, except for in a few years, we'll all get a full report informing us about how many billions of it were diverted to the bank accounts of oligarchs. But worst of all, McCarthy is just a coward. And it shows in everything that he does. Here's the perfect symbol of his approach. After the 2020 election, he voted against certifying some Electoral College votes, but only enough so that it wouldn't change the result of the election, even if he had his way. Kevin McCarthy initially blamed Donald Trump for January 6th, but then realized, uh-oh, the base isn't with that. So he backtracked. At least with people like Liz Cheney, they have the balls to choose one position and then stick to it. McCarthy's only position is what boosts his career at that exact moment. When new Republican candidates were making primary challenges to the Republicans who supported impeachment, McCarthy raised money for the incumbents. Oh, and by the way, guess where he got a lot of that pro-incumbent money? From a top executive at FTX, the scam cryptocurrency exchange led by Democrat mega donor Sam Bankman-Fried. McCarthy is just a political weather vane, being blown this way and blown that way, saying whatever will get him the best press in the moment and obeying whoever supplies him with the most money. He is owned. And if he were to become speaker, he would have to repay a whole bunch of loans to those who hold his leash. He shouldn't be the Republican leader. He shouldn't even be in Congress, for that matter. Congressman Bob Good represents Virginia's 5th Congressional District. He recently said that McCarthy has done nothing to earn his vote. And we wanted to talk to him more about this. Congressman Good, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Stu. Thanks for having me.
Congressman, Kevin McCarthy sounds like a national security threat if he is the speaker. Do you agree with that?
Well, I'll just say that he's done nothing to earn my vote in the first 2 years I've been in Congress. There's no reason he would be next in line to be speaker, except for the fact that he's next in line to be speaker. There's nothing about his leadership qualities, what he's done as minority leader, or anything on the merits that would put him at the top of the list of 222 Republicans that you would choose for speaker. Matter of fact, I had someone who's in line to become a chairman tell me privately on a phone a few weeks ago after the election that he's untrustworthy and he's a weak leader. And I said to that very person who's intends to become a chairman, I said, so you're going to support someone who you just told me is untrustworthy and is a weak leader. And they were making that point in the context of something else they were discussing relative to Kevin McCarthy. But there's nothing about him based on his merits, his personal characters, his accomplishments legislatively or within the body or the leadership he's shown in my first 2 years in Congress that would tell me that he is the choice to become speaker, other than the fact that he's next in line to become speaker and he's raised a whole lot of money.
So what would be the difference in a Kevin McCarthy speakership from what we have now in Nancy Pelosi?
Well, there would be no difference. When I came to Congress 2 years ago, I was begged by voters and constituents across the Virginia's 5th District not to support Kevin McCarthy for leadership. When I arrived as a new freshman 2 years ago, I was really surprised to see the whole leadership slate, including him for minority leader, just passed by voice acclamation with no one making a challenge whatsoever. And so I told folks when I was asked at town halls and interviews and so forth of the subsequent weeks and months that followed the 2020 election, I said, I will judge him based on what he does in my first 2 years, how he fights against the Democrat majority. Does he use every tool at our disposal to stop the Biden-Pelosi-Schumer agenda? What is his commitment to conservative principles? You know, what are those character qualities that I see leader? And I'll assess him accordingly. And he did nothing to earn my vote. You know, all you have to do, Stu, is look back to when he was majority leader previously when we had the House and the Senate with Trump presidency, and every major spending bill that was passed during that time was passed with a majority of Democrat votes and a minority of Republican votes, very few Republican votes in most cases, and very few Democrat no votes. They were all in order to pass major pieces of spending legislation, major spending packages. Every one of them passed with a majority of Democrat support, not Republican support. But we had the majority. He doesn't stand for anything. He doesn't have any convictions on policies. His primary conviction, his sole conviction, I would say, is to become the speaker just for the sake of being speaker.
Yeah. And then you've got people like Sean Hannity and Mark Levin over on the Fox News channel, you know, really pumping this guy up. They're supporting this guy. They're shilling for him the same way that they lie about Ukraine. They lie about the events of the war. They lie about the cause of the war. They lie about, you know, why we're there. They lie about a safe and effective vaccine. So none of this is a surprise to us. But this guy, they completely ignore the fact that Kevin McCarthy won't even pledge to get rid of Nancy Pelosi's rules. I mean, that's kind of a big deal. One of those being the motion to vacate the chair. So can you talk about that, the motion to vacate the chair? Explain why Nancy got rid of it and why it's so important that we bring it back.
Yes, we've got to change how Congress works. What we're trying to do is to, not just to get a better speaker in the short run, someone other than Kevin McCarthy, which we are going to do. He's not going to be speaker. The five of us who are publicly resolved not to vote for him, we are not going to cave or give in. Our number is more like 20. There are others who've come out somewhat publicly. Some are keeping their powder dry, so to speak. But we're going to deny him. We'd like him to pull out now for the good of the country, the good of the Congress, and the good of the Republican Party. If he does not do that, we will defeat him on the House floor on January 3rd. And then in subsequent votes, you will see us put forth our true challenger, who will be able to get to that 218 consensus. But Kevin McCarthy, in and of himself, has resisted. We came to him months ago over the summer to ask him to change the rules of the House, to change the rules of the Republican Party, to empower regular members, regular order, very basic things, not just to vacate the chair, which I'll come back to in a moment, but things like having a majority of the majority rule, that as Republicans have the majority, we could not bring legislation to the floor that was not supported by a majority of Republicans, that we would allow any member to make an amendment to a piece of legislation as long as it was germane to the legislation, that we want to have a minimum time to review legislation before it comes to the floor, like 72 hours at a minimum, and single issue bills instead of these things where you cobble together thousands of pages, multi-issue bills that no one has read, you rush into the floor under suspension of the rules, things that that you would allow us to elect our own chairman of our committees instead of having those assigned based on who's loyal to the crown or loyal to the elite or who's raised the most money for the party, if you will, but instead that those be based on merit, that conservatives would have the same opportunity for prime committee assignments and leadership opportunities instead of this war on conservatives, that we would stop spending billions of dollars in primaries to defeat conservatives. But one of those also that we've asked and demanded, I should say, to be changed is we reinstate the motion to vacate the chair, which was in place for 200 years. It's good enough for Thomas Jefferson, the first 200 years or so of the Congress. It should be good for us now. But Nancy Pelosi removed it in 2015, or after 2015 when the Democrats took back the majority, because she saw how it was wielded against John Boehner, first time ever had been used by Mark Meadows courageously doing that. And Nancy Pelosi took it away. And instead of any member being able to make a motion to vacate the chair, which means basically have a vote on it, but not the person should remain speaker, which the person, of course, would be able to remain speaker if their party just unanimously supported them, or at least enough to get them to 218. But Kevin McCarthy does not want to reinstate that. A confident, secure leader is not afraid or threatened by having to have the support of those they purport to lead. It's an accountability measure that if Kevin McCarthy is not going to do what he says he's going to do and trying to earn the speaker vote now, then we ought to be able to hold him accountable for that in the new majority. However, because he's resisting that, along with many other shortcomings that he has, we're not going to permit him to become speaker. We need to get past the denial stage and recognize the reality. He doesn't have the votes. He's not going to get the votes. I suspect that on the second and the third vote, you'll continue to see him get less votes each time as members are hearing from their base, just like I hear from my base, saying, please do not support Kevin McCarthy. He does not represent the values of the Republicans who gave us 4 million more votes this past November 8th than they gave the Democrats and empowered us to run the House to stop the Pelosi, Schumer, Biden agenda.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of stuff coming out now. McCarthy's complicity with China, his involvement with Israel, this Ukraine spending, his involvement and his campaign committee's involvement with the FTX scandal, which he used to absolutely destroy the red wave that we were supposed to see. This has got to be a red line. This is incredibly important. Who are the others that are standing with you, Congressman Good?
Well, publicly, you've had come out with this group of five, if you will. Ralph Norman from South Carolina, Matt Gaetz from Florida, Andy Biggs from Arizona, and Matt Rosendale from Montana. The five of us have said, we are not going to vote for Kevin McCarthy. You had another seven members who sent a letter, or I shouldn't say sent a letter, who published a statement, a document that we all worked on together. They're part of our movement, if you will. But they put their names to it, basically advertising the position for speaker, that these are the things that we demand of those who want to be considered for speaker once it's clear that Kevin McCarthy is not going to be speaker. Things like, again, bringing back motion to vacate the chair, things back, to, as I mentioned, about returning to regular order and the way that we handle legislation, that the leaders, the speaker would not be involved in primaries to try to defeat conservatives. And again, you'd have representation on committees and chairmanships that were proportional to the body for House Freedom Caucus and other conservatives within the body, and that we would truly begin to use our power of the purse to fight the Biden-Schumer-Pelosi agenda and to return us to fiscal stability as a country. The spending is the most important thing, you could certainly argue, but that we would use must-pass legislation like this government funding right now that we're asking them to really go to the mat to fight over. We're seeing the best Kevin McCarthy that we're ever going to see right now. Right now, we're seeing the best Kevin McCarthy has to offer as he's trying to give lip service to conservatism, I should say, and he's trying to act like he's fighting to try to earn the speaker vote. You're getting the best you're ever going to see. But we've told him that he needs to challenge Mitch McConnell the way we're challenging him. You know, we published a statement from a number of us House Freedom Caucus members just last night saying to the Senate, if you pass this omnibus bill and send it to us, we will fight you every step of the way, every piece of legislation that comes from the Senate for the 2 years of the 118th Congress. If you cave to the Democrats in this lame duck spending bill that funds the government with Democrat priorities, $1.7 trillion in new spending going through September, and take away the power of the purse, the leverage we would have with the House majority, you strip us away from that through September. Essentially, politically, you're dead to us. We will fight you on everything that comes from the Senate for the next 2 years if you don't cave, if you don't change course and refuse to pass this spending. But we ought to have a continuing resolution, a clean CR that funds the government just into January until Republicans can have a seat at the table as a majority member of the House.
Yeah, you're dead to us if you vote with McCarthy, because if you do, you stand with China on big tech censorship, you vote with McCarthy, you stand with Biden on Ukraine money laundering. It really is that simple. Congressman, we really appreciate you being here, and we hope that you'll come back again sometime. Thank you for staying strong. And when you're ready to give up those other names, send them here first so that we can blast them everywhere. We want people to know that we're supporting them. And we also want people to know this is a red line. Our elected representatives, our Republican congressmen, if they stand with McCarthy, they are selling out to this country. I mean, it really is that easy. Do you agree with that? I mean, that's not hyperbolic, is it, Congressman?
I have told my colleagues, the 20 or so who are part of this movement, we will remember what we do on January 3rd and beyond for the rest of our lives. We must meet the moment. We must rise to the occasion to try to bring transformational change to defeat the swamp cartel, the uniparty, by doing what hasn't been done for 100 years, where we deny the next in line majority leader, minority leader, what have you, to vote for speaker on the House floor, and we take down that supposed favorite for that position to bring true transformational change. We will remember for the rest of our lives that we stood strong and struck a blow against the uniparty, the swamp cartel, or we caved and we faltered. And the country will suffer for it for decades to come, if not into perpetuity. So absolutely, it's critical, and we're not going to falter. We are going to hold the line. We are going to deny him becoming speaker. We're going to get a better speaker and someone who will work with us to change to save the republic and to change how Congress works.
Kevin McCarthy will never be Speaker of the House. Do I have your commitment on that, Congressman?
I can tell you I will not vote for him. I believe the other four who are my colleagues that have made this pledge already will not vote for him. Five is enough. Now, that said, you know, I can't control what everyone else does, but I can tell you I do not believe he's going to be speaker. I believe there's going to be enough to deny him on the first ballot. I think you're going to see him get less votes on the second ballot, and then you'll see him pull out and we'll be able to consider come together and to get a candidate who represents the conservative center of the conference. It may not be the person who you would first pick for speaker or I would first pick for speaker, but it'll be someone who's a stronger leader, who's agreed to the changes that need to be made, who we have grading on a congressional curve, who we trust more, and who will give us a better chance to stop the Biden-Schumer agenda in the 118th.
Yeah, and who maybe is not a sexual degenerate wingnut, I guess. I don't know. The guy's... You have to have some morals and values, you know, and that's if we're really going to be talking about conservatism, I mean, if that construct is really ever going to be recognized as a thing again, we have to be represented properly. And I'm telling you, Kevin McCarthy is certainly not any representation of anything that I teach my kids, my sons, about how to be respectable young men as they grow up. We really appreciate talking to you, Congressman. Thank you so much for being here.
Great to be with you. Thanks again.
Of course. More of the Stu Peters Show next, Gunnar.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
We're working hard every single day to protect ourselves from the enemy, the corporate government crime syndicate who has openly declared war on us. These people will come after your money and drain your investment accounts, your 401ks, your IRAs, your checking accounts, your savings accounts. It's all at risk. It's all imminently at risk. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD. When you call Gold Co. and mention Stu Peters, you get up to $10,000 in free silver. You can't beat that. Nobody else is offering that. Up to $10,000 free silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100, commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
So James Roguski revealed just recently the secret plans at the World Health Organization to modify the international health regulations with a series of amendments. James recently notified us that the World Health Organization has secretly released a 46-page document full of proposed amendments to the international health regulations. One of those amendments eliminates a section of the IHR which requires that they be implemented with, quote, full respect for the dignity of human rights and fundamental freedom of persons, unquote. Maria Z has been tracking this. She's with us now. We don't have a whole lot of time, but you say that you know how the public can take action against this. We'd like to know.
Stu, absolutely. Here's the thing. Even the people that are asleep in parliament or senators or whoever these regulators are, unelected bureaucrats, would agree that human dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms, which they have crossed out, are absolutely essential when considering whatever public health measures are to be implemented moving forward. We know that the management of the pandemic, that they think that it was just, a mistake on their part or not enough coordination. But to go out and blatantly cross out dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms is enough for anyone to be concerned. So everyone must write to their elected or unelected representatives, whatever you want to call them. You need to flood them. You need thousands upon thousands of emails to these people immediately and tell them there is no chance that we can go ahead with something that seeks to cross out our dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms. I'm in the process of creating an action item for Australia. Everyone in the United States and Canada needs to go to preventgenocide2030.org and go to act now. That is the way it'll send an email automatically for you to all representatives in US Congress and Canada's Congress also, or whatever their system is. Forgive me, I don't know the word for it.
PreventGenocide2030.org. PreventGenocide2030.org. Go there. We didn't have a whole lot of time, but just had to bring you in here. We appreciate you being here on short notice to fill everybody in on this because absolutely they need to hear from us. Marizy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Stu.
Just 5 days left on these gift ideas. We've got a whole bunch of them. Give the gift of brain power, focus, drive, clarity, creativity. Newtopia.com/Stu. Nootropics Brain Supplements, the on switch, the light switch for your brain, plus the genius product, Collagenius. This stuff is helping with ADHD. This stuff, I mean, we've heard of collagen. You've heard of mushroom extract. We ran this stuff off the shelves. They have restocked it. Big discounts when you use the promo code Stu Peters over at Newtopia.com/Stu.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
People just aren't getting the sleep that they need. And that generates more stress and anxiety, low mood, depression, sleepless nights, early grave. Combat that. You may have a magnesium deficiency just like 75% of the rest of Americans have. It's a big deal for your body's overall function. The only product on the market that features the full spectrum of the seven most critical types of magnesium is Magnesium Breakthrough. You can get it at MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. So on the surface, we're being told that there are promising developments out of Florida over the past few months. Dr. Joseph Lodapo recommended that young people not get these shots due to the health risks. Last week, Governor Ron DeSantis announced an investigation into the shot companies over their lies about vaccines and the resulting harm to millions of people. It's a lot of impressive rhetoric, but is it actually going to go anywhere? Is anything going to come out of it? Is there any hope at all that Governor DeSantis will actually deliver? Or is all of this just some sort of a political stunt, maybe, to set up a presidential run? I don't know what's happening. Karen Kingston thinks she does, and she's here to join us now. Karen, so we've talked about this briefly. Now there's documents coming out. I don't know why it's not just going all the way. We have said publicly, Governor DeSantis, you have the authority. Stop this. Seize the shots. The Attorney General in the state of Florida has the authority to seize the shots. What's happening here? What kind of rhetoric are we looking at?
Yeah, the evidence is there that these COVID-19 injections, they're bioweapons, right? I mean, so that's there. And Stu, your platform, the experts you have had on, they've really pushed that truth out. And you put heat and pressure on DeSantis and Lodapo, right? So when I read the petition, it was for the grand jury. It was very entertaining. I mean, it was very entertaining. They talked about the WHO organization. They talked about how Biden said, if you don't get the shots, you're not going to get infected. They did mention the Moderna and Pfizer website, but they didn't go to what needs to get done to save this country and our children, which is to put forward the evidence that they can find on my Substack that these are bioweapons. If you read intended consequences alone, or 13 reasons to have your attorney general seize and destroy the COVID-19 bioweapons, I lay out the Pfizer FDA submissions point by point that these, by definition of a bioweapon, they don't prevent infection, they don't prevent symptoms, they don't prevent diseases, and they don't prevent death. And they broke every law under the clinical trial safety laws under the Food and Drug Consumer Protection
Act. They cause infection, they cause disease, they cause death.
And they were not done under bona fide research. You can see in the documents that Pfizer and the FDA agreed to fraudulently not disclose 409 cases of severe COVID, who those people could have died. They were not going to count it. They agreed to that. 100 children who had severe reactogenicity, those children could have died. Pfizer and the FDA in their own documents said, we're not going to cover this. We're not going to present it. My question is, why in DeSantis's petition for the grand jury did he not include the evidence that you can find on my Substack on FDA.gov so that the residents of Florida and the global population and Americans can see that these by definition are bioweapons. So, you know, Stu, you push the truth, you go to the truth, and it's as if our elected officials, they go back 18 months to appease people to make it look like they're doing the right thing. I mean, it reminds me when I first came on your platform July last year, and I said these can only cause injury, death, and harm. They are poison. And what happened next week? Rand Paul started talking about, oh, a virus came from Wuhan. I mean, it's just a show. So the other thing is that this petition for the grand jury is based on the Florida Food and Drug Consumer Protection Act, based on the precedent of the opioid crisis. here's the problem, Stu. The opioids are FDA approved products. These are bioweapons that were fraudulently and criminally approved as a vaccine. So even if he wants to move forward as if these are FDA approved vaccines, first of all, I think I'm the only expert that's out there that has the body of evidence proving that the vaccines were approved, and all the other trusted experts are saying they were never approved. So an FDA approved drug product is not precedent. If it is precedent, false claims are allowed under the Childhood Protection Vaccine Act. So you're allowed to make false claims. So there's so many things. It again, to me, this looks a lot like extrinsic fraud, where the wrong laws are being applied, the wrong standing is being applied, the wrong precedent is being applied. These are bioweapons. It sounds good. It's entertaining. Like I said, it read like a really good Steve Kirsch Substack. But at the end of the day, the evidence is there to prove that these are bioweapons and they need to be seized and destroyed. And that needs to be DeSantis's priority. He shouldn't put together a jury that's going to take 12 to 18 months and give Florida residents and their children the option to ignorantly be injected with the bioweapon. This doesn't make any sense to me.
So what do we got to do here? I mean, obviously, we do this show every single day. We've been calling, we were the first platform to call this a bioweapon. People looked at me like, wait, what? They talked about jailing me because I was calling it a bioweapon. This is a weapon of bio warfare. It's right there in black and white.
What do we got to do?
I mean, do we have to roll up on Governor DeSantis with this paperwork? Do we have to like go to him? Do we have to bring tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people to him to demand? We're going to have to do that to demand. I mean, if we're going to save this country, if we're going to save our kids, if DeSantis's heart really is there, if he's really in this for all of the right reasons, then why would he ignore that these are weapons of bio warfare?
Yeah, they're weapons of mass destruction. We are going to have to, peacefully show up and demand that he do the right thing. And the other thing, Stu, is, when people say, when you came out and said this, when you said this was a bioweapon, right? People said, well, that's too much for people to handle. That was a lie. There is a thing called controlled opposition. And the best way to defeat your opponents is to control them. So, when you came forward, you found me, by the way. You found me because you knew this was a bioweapon. And you brought me on because you knew I had the receipts. And I consistently came on with the receipts. And, I remember our October interview when we were talking about, you're like, so this is an obedient platform. I said, these injections are an obedient platform that if you don't obey, you're going to be an extermination platform, right? That evidence was there. And what we don't, people will believe the truth when it's repeated to them from trusted voices. Why are our trusted experts not calling this what it is? It is a bioweapon. Once the American people wake up and realize what has happened, government will be forced to serve the American people instead of the tyrants that they're serving. DeSantis and Ladapo know this is a bioweapon. They cannot not know. They have all the documents. Pfizer says this contains nanotechnology, right? They say it on their own website. And by the way, the March 27th declaration from Secretary Azar to allow for biologics also said we're going to allow for medical devices or other products that can be used as medical devices. What are those other products? Military-grade lipid nanoparticle neuroweapons and bioweapons. That's what's in the shots. The evidence is all there. It's not a matter, and the petition was citing stuff that you see on the media, on social media. The petition was citing tweets, for goodness sakes, instead of the actual documents. And I think because we have been subjected to watching things like Law and Order and all these movies, that we think, a legal case is fought with expert testimony and all this drama. It is not. That's not how the real world works. When it comes to documentation that something was fraudulently misrepresented, you start with the manufacturer's own documents. You start with government documents. You don't need someone to opine on the meaning of words. It's just, and that's where you start. And so when everyone's bringing all these expert witnesses, or, you know, attorneys are throwing out these laws that aren't applicable, again, I view it as this is extrinsic fraud, which is the legal term for gaslighting.
Yeah, well, right? when Senator Ron Johnson has a roundtable with trusted experts and they're there talking about viruses and variants, what is that crap?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. And then, you know, and the other thing is, when Ron John had that testimony, you know, after, again, I was on your show and I specifically said that this was called the pandemic was called by the nanoparticle technology, and that there is irrefutable evidence that these are bioweapons. So, you know, all these trusted experts and Dr. Malone, you know, and I said, what is Pfizer going to do? They're going to, because they know these aren't vaccines. They're going to call them gene therapies, but we don't want to play into that. They're gene editing technology. They're bioweapons. So what do the trusted experts tell Ron Johnson? These are gene therapies. They were covering for Pfizer, including Dr. Malone, you know, and then Steve Kirsch puts out this Substack saying, these are all the first people that, you know, called for the recall on bioweapons.
I saw that.
I know. And he has Dr. Malone there. I'm like, Dr. Malone sat in front of Ron Johnson calling these gene therapies. He didn't call them bioweapons. And by the way, the June 10th interview on the Dark Horse, I sent an email to Jordan Peterson hoping it would get to Brent Weinstein on March 26th. I don't know if it did or not, where I went through all the documentation that these are bioweapons. All I know is on June 10th, Steve Kirsch and Malone showed up on Brent Weinstein's. And what did they talk about? They talked about don't be over alarmed. You know, they talked about the Guillain-Barré syndrome was an anomaly. They weren't talking about the myocarditis. You know, they were both saying that they got the injection. Steve Kirsch was defending the initial new drug application for the pregnancy design studies. They didn't come out and say this was a bioweapon. They didn't say this can only poison, harm, and kill. You know, we need to start saying this in a unified voice, you know. And so imagine if everyone started saying that in June of last year and July of last year, as opposed to a bioweapon should be a choice for you and your children. This country is in a lot of trouble. Humanity is in a lot of trouble. People don't understand what is going on. And if DeSantis's heart is in the right place, you know, and he's serving America and not money and some tyrants, then he would seize these bioweapons and he would get labs to look at them, right? And so that people will see that there's advanced technology that's in here, that this has nothing to do with public health safety, that this has nothing to do even with pharmaceutical and biotech greed and money. This has to do about the extermination, as you're saying, it's a extermination of American citizens and global citizens. So, you know, this is not good enough. What DeSantis and Ladapo did is not good enough. And it's also some of the laws they applied aren't applicable, you know, and they didn't cite real world evidence from the manufacturer's own documents, which is easy to do, you know, and they have trusted experts who one of the doctors said that the vaccines were effective at first. That's a lie. I know that's his opinion. Okay, so maybe that's his opinion. His opinion is unfounded. And there's no evidence to prove that these were effective. They're bioweapons. So, you know, first thing is seize all the bioweapons. Second thing is, you know, if you take a look through Secretary Azar's declaration, January 31st, you know, it states that these are there's a public health emergency based on what? A novel coronavirus. On February 4th, he says the novel coronavirus is similar to MERS and SARS, right? But then, you know, we know this wasn't a coronavirus. We know it's a lipid nanoparticle. Then on February 28th, what does Dr. Fauci say? He says this is nothing like MERS or SARS. It's more like the flu, which makes me wonder if the flu is caused by vaccines, because we know this is caused by the lipid nanoparticle bat vaccine, right? So that all of it's based on fraud. And then, you know, he goes on to say, like Secretary Azar, that, you know, he's given immunity to the medical countermeasures for diagnostics, for drugs, for vaccines, and for medical devices to treat COVID-19, which is caused by a virus. Well, all of that immunity is null and void, because it wasn't caused by a virus. It was caused by, again, a bioweapon nanoparticle technology that delivers a neuroweapon. Yeah, and here's the thing. You can't test, a PCR test doesn't test for technology, right? You can't vaccinate against a technology. So it's all fraud, and the evidence is there. It's just not. It's being subverted. It's just not being exposed. This is the only platform, Stu, that is willing to show my evidence, and my evidence is the government's documents. You know, I don't know how to reach more people other than coming on your show every week and continually speaking to them, presenting the evidence, driving them to the Substack. You know, and I am happy to sit down with any governors and any attorney generals to write an actual legitimate petition for a grand jury, you know, or an injunction, and at least help write, put together the evidence for it instead of citing tweets and things on social media.
Are there any brave men in positions of authority in this country? Are there any brave governors or attorneys general that will just take the meeting? That's all we're saying. I tweeted this, the challenge. It's pinned on my Twitter account, newly restored. I will sit down. I will bring my team. Karen and I can be to you. You say the word. You say when and where. We will be there. Why won't you just hear it? Why won't you just look at it? If you're unwilling to hear it, if you're unwilling to look at it, you are telegraphing the side that you have chosen. And these people are exterminating us and our kids. Take the meeting. Take the meeting. Karen Kingston, thank you very much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. God bless.
Of course. We've got to get to Florida. We have to assemble. We have to make this demand. This is it. This is really it. I do know when you could see me in Florida, January 20th through the 23rd in Orlando, Florida. I am going to listen to Payman Motahedra at this freedom rally. Get out from underneath the oppression that is criminal taxation. Taxation is a crime. Payman Motahedra says that he hasn't paid taxes and has been teaching people how to not pay taxes legally because it's illegal to pay them, apparently, according to him. So this freedom rally is extremely important. Go to livefreenow.org, get your tickets. I will see you there January 20th through the 23rd in Orlando, Florida. Go to livefreenow.org. We'll be right back.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning,
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Great gift idea. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. It's the home of the CBD that I use. Why do I use it? Because it's a family-owned business. All the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. What are people treating with CBD? ADHD, Parkinson's, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, the crippling disease that is migraine headaches, allergies, all of these things. Try it. You have nothing to lose. Natural stuff. Plus, you get 20% off when you use promo code Stu at curable.com. Tracy Slepcevic is an Air Force veteran, public speaker, and integrative health coach. Busy lady. 16 years ago, Tracy's son Noah received the MMR vaccine. Noah followed the same exact pattern that so many other parents have seen after that injection. He was able to crawl, gesture, and speak his first few words on a normal timescale, but after that, Noah declined rapidly. He lost his ability to speak altogether, to make baby signs, to engage in basic motor functions, and Tracy's doctors were telling her all the while, no, this is just all normal. Sometimes children just regress into autism. There's nothing that you can do about it. Tracy refused to listen to that. So she basically became her own self-trained PhD on autism in her effort to help her son. Tracy changed Noah's diet. She administered treatments like putting her son in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. And thanks to all of Tracy's efforts, she says that Noah has become far more functional than doctors told her was ever even possible. Well, now Tracy's written a book about her journey, which releases in just a few weeks. It's titled Warrior Mom, A Mother's Journey in Healing Her Son with Autism. You can find it wherever books are sold, and Tracy joins us now. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
What an amazing journey. Now you've written a book. It's a guidebook to help other parents, but you got to take us through this journey. So I mean, doctors told you that your son Noah would never have a functional life. That's just not true. He absolutely does. Tell us about it.
He does. So when I took him in for his well baby visit at one, he received his MMR and varicella vaccines. After that, within 24 hours, Noah broke out in a full body rash and then had a fever for about 5 days. As a new parent and him being my only child, I was definitely very nervous. I'd call the doctor quite often, and all I got was, this is normal. And over the next several months, I watched as Noah lost all his speech, his motor skills, some cognitive abilities, and it was just like the lights went out in my little boy. And from there, I was lost. I didn't know what to do. I kept asking questions after questions. I was told to take him in for an evaluation by his first preschool. Harbor Regional Center lost our paperwork and never contacted us back. And then moving forward, I put him in another preschool. They were like, he's got special needs. We can't care for him. So several preschools, a doctor that's like, he's just fine. And this is all normal. And, you know, honestly, it took an act of God. I was at my wit's end. I didn't know what to do. And I asked God for answers. And believe it or not, he sent me an angel. This wonderful woman came to work for us for 2 weeks, and it was long enough to tell me what to do, where to go, and how to do it. And she was amazing. And apparently her son was on the spectrum and went to the same preschool, but I literally never saw her again. So I always say that don't ever underestimate the power of God, because he will lead you in that perfect direction when need be. And from there, a very dear friend of mine, it was a naturopathic doctor, and he told me, don't worry, I believe Noah can make a recovery. And I'm like, recovery? What are you talking about? And he's like, you know what? Kids with autism are making great strides with functional medicine, and I think you need to go home and do your homework. So literally, I sucked those tears back up into my eyes. This was the fork in my road. I could say, woe is me, my kids got autism, feel sorry for me and play the victim. Or I could get to work. And I did. Harbor Regional Center gave me no services. They gave me classes. So I took the classes for ADA. I picked up the books. And during this time, as you probably know, my husband fights against insurance companies. And he wound up on the front page of the LA Times in a smear campaign because he exposed the California insurance commissioner and the insurance companies for fraud and collusion on smoke and ash claims. So we lost everything. The year Noah was diagnosed with autism, I had several surgeries. My husband's going through this huge battle with the Department of Insurance. And honestly, I have so many parents that come to me and tell me, Tracy, I can't afford it. And I'm like, are you kidding? I couldn't afford anything. I bartered for treatments. His hyperbaric treatment, I literally went up to the guides at a conference and said, listen, my son deserves this treatment. And what is it that I have to do? I will do your marketing. I'll work your front desk. I will scrub your toilets if you tell me to do so. I really don't care. You know, I will do whatever. And I believe that when you set a clear intention to do something, you can accomplish anything. And so they did. They let me do their marketing on the weekends. I found a functional medicine doctor who allowed me to make payments. It just all worked. We short sailed our home so Noah could get stem cell therapy in the Ukraine. I mean, we didn't care. If I could pick it up and put it on eBay, this was 2009, and sell it, I did. And there was nothing I would, you know, it didn't bother me. I'm not attached to, you know, earthly things. And I just had a clear intention of healing my child. And I wanted to inspire other parents that they can do the same. So I wrote my book in three parts. The first part is my story. Now, all the trials and tribulations that Steve and I went through, losing everything and giving them hope and inspiration that they can do this, that it is possible. And then the second part is all about, what do you do if you think your kid could have autism? It took me and Steve over 2.5 years to figure that out. Doctors not giving us answers. Everyone just brushing us off. You know, regional center losing our paperwork. What do you do? And what are your resources? Because when you go on the internet now, everything is scrubbed. You can't Google healing autism and get the answers that I got so many years ago. So I give them the different organizations that will actually assist them on their journey. The good ones, I also throw in there the bad ones to avoid. All the books that they can read. People need to read books these days. Doing Google searches is not working. Books are the way to go. They have to read books. So, and then in part three is all about healing, all the different healing modalities that I used for my son. And it all began with, you know, the basics, diet. Yeah, everybody knows, you know, you are what you eat, and there is a gut brain connection. So when you heal the gut, you heal the brain. And it just started with that. It was so simple. And then Noah started to talk. But now, does this work for every child with autism? Unfortunately, it does not. There are parents that have done their due diligence, and it has not given them the results that I've gotten. But healing underlying conditions and treating those conditions is not going to hurt them. It is only going to better their life. And not to give up, because there are so many books out there that there's different treatments. Like J.B. Hanley wrote a book with his son, Underestimated. When his son did all those treatments and he still couldn't talk, he found ways. He used S2C and all that. So there's so much out there. And when it comes to vaccines, I really just stick to facts about vaccines. If people want to know, you know, a great book in regards to the relation between autism and vaccines is to read J.B. Hanley's book, How to End the Autism Epidemic. That is the most amazing book written that gives you straight facts and research based on the link between the two. I really just give you a little bit of history that allows you to paint the picture and see where all of this was going. But my main thing is to really just reach as many parents as I can and teach them that healing is possible. But it really all starts here and here. And then you just leave the rest up to God.
Amen. That's right. You got to get the book. It is Warrior Mom. It's available wherever books are sold. If you don't like Bezos over at Amazon, you can get it at Barnes and Noble. Do you have a direct website where people can go buy this thing?
So you can go to warriormom.org. You can get a signed author copy. Right now, it is available for a signed author copy. But I give you all the different links to where you can order a book. And I was told when the ebook comes out in January that it'll be on over 1,800 different ebook sites as to where you can order it. So it's going to be in over 94% of bookstores nationwide and worldwide. So it'll be wherever you can, you know, get a book.
Well, congratulations, seriously, because I mean, this is such a great and fitting end to the journey that you're on. So many people, like you said, would just give up. They don't know the answers. They would feel just overwhelmed and beaten down. It's really easy to do that. No, instead, you were inspired by your son, which makes Noah an absolute hero. Tracy Slepsimek, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course, anytime. There are real doctors out there. You can find them at dissidentdoctors.com. This really is the future of medical care. Access to the best doctors in the world on call from anywhere. The wellness company has put it all together. Go to dissidentdoctors.com. Access to uncensored content. The ability to schedule virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals. Doctors who aren't scared to follow real protocols that actually keep you healthy. Access to a wholly owned pharmacy that will actually fill your prescriptions for really good things. Exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, all of this can be found at dissidentdoctors.com. Dissidentdoctors.com. Go there right now. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California, we drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. You may not even know what you're invested in, and it's possible that your financial advisor doesn't even know what you're invested in. It could be Pfizer. It could be Moderna or Gilead, the makers of Remdesivir. Be able to lay down your head at night and know that you're investing with your values and your morals. Carlos Cortez can make that happen. Book your appointment with him right now. Go to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. Or call him in the office, 813-448-3446. Kind of a wonky schedule as we're going through the holidays here, trying to navigate it as best as we can. But until the next time, God bless you.